Hey everybody, thank you for tuning in to Defining Kinks, and I'm super psyched about today's episode because I feel this is an episode anybody could benefit from, really. And today I have an awesome guest with me. I have Somewhat Immoral of Reddit. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today.
Hello, thank you.
You're very welcome, and I hope you're excited about today's topic too. We are going to talk about toys and pleasure aids. So yeah, we are pretty psyched. I'm psyched.
I'm as excited as I'll ever be, which is how excited good, I am right good, now.
Good. Wow. Good. Yeah. You're like, I've got a toy right now. You know, I've got it out right now. No.
I thought about
that. That would be interesting. Yeah.
I thought about it, right? I thought about, like, grabbing stuff just so I could, like, review, like, what I have, like, real time. Like, right? I have this right here.
Have it in front of you?
Yeah, right? Which I didn't do that because like, I know I'd be staring at it the whole time, but, you know.
Right. Well, like, funny enough, like, I have... I just got a toy and it is like literally like 3 feet away from me charging. Like I can see the little blinking light out of the corner of my eye charging. And I know when it goes solid that it's charged. At which point I will rapidly end the episode. No, I'm just kidding. God. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. The art must go on. That can always be later.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's a vibrator.
Yes, it actually is a, at like a panty pod.
Oh.
So like a vibrator that you put in panties.
That's
so
exciting, yeah.
Or you know, you kind of like snug, you know, and then you put panties on. It is exciting. I haven't had one of those anything like that, you know, to play with. I guess you can technically use anything, but I mean it has a remote and stuff. But something for the purpose of playing, you know, out in public or like when you have panties on or whatever. I haven't had something like that in a long time. And maybe a little bit later in the episode, I'll share why. I'll share my horrible story.
Oh, God.
Nah, it's not that horrible. Okay. So, yes, now that I'm thoroughly embarrassed that everybody knows I'm 2 feet away from a sex toy, let's talk about sex toys.
Just perfect segue. Wow.
Perfect segue. So, yeah, just right off the top of my head, I'm just going to start. When it comes to sex toys or pleasure aids or when it comes to shopping for such, what, Immoral, what is your, I guess, flavor of purchasing? I posed this question to my socials and, you know, peers and things like that. And basically, do you find that most of your purchases are – sorry, let me wind back. I gave you a bad segue for that. Sorry.
You're all good.
Yeah. See, I do it. So what is your, like, flavor of purchasing? I asked this question to – my listeners, peers, and everything, and I don't want to assume for you either because some people are not huge on toys or they're not very experienced or anything, so everybody shops for different reasons, I found out, I realized. So would you say your flavor is more like massaging types? Is it more like actual like flesh toys, so like dildos, fleshlights, things like that, where it's like more anatomical, or do you look more for like the BDSM stuff, you know, like that kind of play, or do you just mainly do your shopping for more like novelty lubes, little things like that, like little accessories, like little just little add-ons, I guess is what they say. What's your flavor?
Oh geez, honestly, I've got a weird answer for this. The, like, gaudiness of a sex toy is way more important to me than, like, anything else. And what I mean by that is, like, I have a very, like, vanilla friend that I talk to a lot about, like, sex for her. And it's very interesting for me because she sees things from a very different perspective. Right. And I always think, before I buy something, it's like, would this be something that I can send her a picture of? So,
oh gosh.
Yeah, literally, like, I prioritize something looking like something I would not be, like, not ashamed, but, like, something I would be okay with just having out, I guess. Not that I would, just randomly if someone came over.
yeah.
But, like...
Because I will have it out. Well, yeah, that would be funny.
but, like, if it's, like, pink, if it's, like, jeweled up, in general, like, if it looks nice, then I'll be way more enthusiastic about buying it. And in terms of the actual, like, functionality of it, I just kind of want to try new things.
Okay.
And if...
I can totally... Oh, go ahead. Keep going. Yeah,
if I end up, like, liking it, I guess, then I'll invest in more. I haven't gone down, like, a path of getting something and being like, oh my god, okay, gotta spend all my budget towards it, mainly because I don't want to be spending an embarrassing amount of money on sick toys right now. Emphasis on the right now.
Right now. You're like, I have plans. There's a lot of stuff out there, and it gets pricey quick.
It does.
It really does. It does. Like, sometimes I'm like, what? Okay. But, like, yeah, like, some things I'm like, I get it. But then some things I'm like, you haven't sold me. I'm also very cheap. I'm just going to say it. I'm cheap. Yeah. I'm so cheap.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Like, I'm not cheap. I'm spending savvy.
Spending savvy. That's a good way to put it. Going into a, like, sex store, I remember, like, I went to a different one time, and I bought something. And then they gave me a card, and they punched, like, two parts of it. And they were like, every $25 you spend, you get one step closer to a 15% off coupon. And I look at it, and I add up the amount of times I have to get it stamped. I'm like, that's like $500. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
I would be like, what?
Yeah. Maybe it was more like $250, but regardless, it's just a very large number. It's like, dang.
Yeah, you're like, people come in, and you're just like, have you ever had someone fill this card up? That's what I would probably be like. Oh, man, that's funny. But I love that approach. I think that's really cool. Because, I mean, you know, you want it to be fun and attractive. And so, yeah, like, I totally get that. I recently just got, I ended up adding, so it's just a dildo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, silicone and things like that. But it, I wanted to try it, so I ended up getting it, but it is more like, it's not humanoid, mm-hmm. I guess. Like, it kind of reminds me of some kind of, it doesn't tell you what it is, obviously. It just says human-like.
Human-like.
Says on it, but mm-hmm. it's obviously not. It's got, like, weird ridges. It's got, like, little bumps on it. It definitely has a design to it that kind of, it's almost like teratophilia. For those that don't know what that is, that's like a reptilian, like a attraction, or, you know, like a fetish for, like, reptilian things. Bad dragon. A lot of people know Bad Dragon.
Bad Dragon. Oh, those toys look so nice. And with the amount, like, you can customize them.
They're just very artistic. Oh, yeah. And you can get them customized, size, shape, color. Like, so much you can do with it. And then there's so many other brands. I know Bad Dragon is, like, the go-to. And, I mean, honestly, they have all the budget to give you everything you want. But the price tag's there. But there are a lot of brands that are, like, making their way up in the world that are very similar. But anyways, it's like that. A lot of people that are into teratophilia, or, you know, the furry stuff, the scales, whatever, that wheelhouse and stuff, Bad Dragon's a big name. But it's the same thing. It's just like a starter one, you know, like if you want to try a different texture, different look. Mm-hmm. So same thing. It looked attractive. I liked the color. It was interesting. So I'm like, so I'm going to try it, you know. And to me, that's more, I'm like you. I'm like, well, you know, if I like it, then maybe I will look into, like, Bad Dragon, or, you know, like these bigger ones that are, like, more in that, you know, like, that go that way. I think that's a good way to be, though. But I'm like you. I want to try everything. So if the toy looks attractive enough, if it feels attractive enough, sometimes you can feel through packaging and things like that, especially a lot of bondage things and impact toys. Mm-hmm. I'm notorious for, like, walking around the store holding an impact toy and, like, doing weird things with it, like running it along my arms a little bit. Like, I'm not getting gross with it or, like, licking it or anything, but, like, I will, like, doing, like, small sensory play while I'm walking around the store.
Yeah.
just to see if I like it enough.
I've definitely flailed around with a paddle before, and I probably look like an absolute tool, but you gotta try it somehow.
I've done it too. Or like, you know, did the little pats and stuff like that, because you want to know the different stings and stuff for different size crops and whips and cat of nine tails, things like that, floggers. You never know until you try. And like I said, they're expensive. So it's kind of like, I don't want to spend something and then like never use it. And so totally cool. I think my flavor right now has been similar in that I'm just trying everything pretty much. Every time I go though, I'm always on the lookout for like the next personal massager, as they say, or like wand.
I love seeing the different names they have. Personal massager, like body.
Personal massager. Yeah, body wand. Yeah. You know, they just have so many different names, you know. You know, stuff like that. I know there was one that was like massaging therapeutic aid wand or something. And I'm like, come on, you know, I'm like, you're just getting out there. So funny. So I think my thing is right now, probably my biggest flavor right now is just trying everything. When I go into stores or online, I'm just looking for things that I haven't experienced yet or things that I've always wanted to be in, like I've wanted to try. I'm now trying to look to see if there are things that I could do. You know, like somebody recently told me that, like, you know, candles, like wax play and everything. Well, I didn't know there were ones that, when you drop them on you, they actually turn into massage oil. They never solidify again.
That's so nice.
See, right? I know. I didn't know that. And so I was like, so you get like the, you know, the little bit of heat, you know, the initial light heat sting. And then it turns into oil. And so then it can turn into like a massage thing. And I'm like, oh, yes, I'm about that life. So so now that I heard about that, I'm like, I have to see if they have these things. So that's my flavor right now. I just want to try everything. Why not? Yeah. You never know until you try. So that said, right now, do you have a favorite toy that you particularly like or that you gravitate towards? If you don't want to say like your personal toy, a type of toy that you gravitate towards.
Oh, can I extend a little bit on the previous question a bit more?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I guess we talked about this like 10 minutes ago, but I guess.
You're okay. It's okay.
Along with
we can go back.
Yeah, I mentioned like I want it to look nice and everything. And like genuinely, like how a toy looks is so, so important to me. Because, like, if I'm either, like, using a toy on myself on, you know, my man bits, or putting it inside me, I want it to look nice, and I want to feel good about it. Like, to the point of, if it's, like, the wrong color, I'll be like, okay, this is not... Like, I got a...
You're like,
I got, like, a vibrator in pink. If this thing was, like, green, I would not be using it, honestly. Like, just because I wouldn't feel as good about it, I guess. So that's...
Yeah, I think I could equate that to, like, lingerie almost, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
You're trying to feel sexy. I think when you have sex toys or when you're doing stuff like this, you're trying to, like, amp up your sex or feel sexy. Mm. And, yeah, so I think if it's not the right color, the right shape, the right size, it's not gonna... You won't feel as sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could totally see that. You know, I know some people will be like... I know there's some people listening that are like, it's just a dildo, you know, or like whatever. It's just a wand. But I'm like, I know. Like,
and I look at that sometimes, you know, I think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Like there are some things. And if you've ever been in a sex shop, not only are there like 8 million brands, but they have 8 million looks. And then they have like little tweaks. They all have like a little different I like the rabbit ones. I know some women hate them. But I like the rabbit massagers and vibrators. And there's some where like the end that's quote unquote the rabbit ears. It used to just be the rabbits. But now you have ones that are like butterflies that are more spread out. You have dolphins. You have like all different kinds. You have rose petals. I mean, like there's just all different kinds now. And so like I've totally looked like, oh, would I want a butterfly or would I want like a dolphin, you know, or this one has like, you know, this one doesn't have an animal, but I love the color or, you know, whatever. Like, it's just, there's so many things. Mm-hmm. I totally get it.
Yeah. And it kind of disappoints me sometimes because, especially with like male sex toys, which I'll probably go on a tangent about this later, or right now. Yeah. Should I go on this tangent right now?
Go ahead and do the tangent. Yeah. You speak your truth.
Male sex toys are, like, the ones that are designed for guys specifically are so disappointing to me because none of them are, like, gaudy, and it feels like they aren't prioritizing their looks at all. Like, there's, one, like, Prostate 5, which those are, as it turns out, kind of nice. But I can't remember what it's called, like, Aneros or something, and I've heard it's really good, but it's... doesn't look too great. I mean, like, it's black, which is cool, but like, I want a pink one, man.
Yeah, you want, like, you want it to be nice. Yeah. You know, you want it to be, yeah, cute.
Not that, yeah, I think, no, black is a terrible color.
Yeah, no, but it's kind of bland. Well, and when they all are black, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, what I'm saying, like, I would have to say I recently went in a store and I think all the men's toys were either clear, black, or like gray. I didn't even see any greens or blues, not even pretty
they're
blues.
They're all those colors and nothing else.
Monochromatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing. Maybe like a red here and there, like a splash of red or something. But yeah, no, now that I think about it, I mean, the only ones that had like full on color of any kind was like the flesh toys, obviously, which were the color of flesh, you know, or like the little, what are they called? The eggs, I forgot what they're called. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some of those are like little, like pastel colors, but I mean, they're like in a little egg. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, yeah. Those, yeah. I love those so much. They're ungodly expensive, though. Not that they're expensive. Yes. It's just I can't imagine using that multiple times.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's disappointing, though, yeah, because I mean, they're making their way, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like they are.
I had a talk with, like, one of the sex store employees, and I'll tie this in with one of the other questions later, but I love talking with, like, the sex store employees.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm too social, I guess. But, like, the fleshlights, like, I am genuinely unenthusiastic about buying them, and I didn't for a long time because I didn't like how they looked. Like, I don't see that and think, like, oh, yeah, I would put that in my nightstand and not be embarrassed about it. Not that I think people should be embarrassed about it. It's just if someone walked in, I would rather not have it out.
right.
Yeah. And genuinely, it took me until like finding there's one fleshlight called like the Quick Shot, which that's the only one that looks like somewhat cool, I guess. It mm-hmm. looks like you open up like a big old can. There's just like a clear.
You're like somewhat cool.
There's just like a clear, like jelly donut, I guess. That's a horrible way to describe it. See, the fact that it's hard to describe is like part of the problem.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. Yeah, because it's like it's clear. Yeah, it's like gelatinous.
Admit, like it looks pretty fun on a like getting used perspective because it's clear and you can see everything going on.
Well, that is kind of cool.
Yeah. What was it? One of the other people on like GWA said like that's incredibly fun to see like watched on people, used on people, and I was like, okay, well, that's the one I'm getting. at the same time, though, like if there was a super attractive looking fleshlight, then I would definitely take it. But something that's trying to emulate like a real experience, like I don't care for that. I'm not trying to emulate a real experience here.
Yeah, and some people are. Yeah, everybody's driven so differently. I think for me, the flesh. Like, for me, it just kind of weirds me out a little bit, personally. Mm. Like, you know, like the flesh tones, or like they have the ones that are like the mouths.
Yeah, I don't like...
That have like the tongue in it too, like the tongue even there. You know, or they, like, basically they have like, if it's like, depending on what it is, you have the ones that are almost like the whole body. Well, you do have ones that are whole bodies now. But even just the ones that are like just the... lower torso half, like they go into like a lot of detail sometimes, you know, like where there's just like they're trying to give you like the super experience, which I mean I get, but like visually it kind of wears me out a little bit, I guess, because I'm just like, this is so weird, like, you know, I don't know, it would weird me out.
Yeah, I don't personally like like that direction. I'm fine with it being there, but I wish I had more options personally.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think guys definitely need more options for sure, because there's just like 8 million options for like ladies. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because we're just a little bit further ahead as far as like...
You want to say like sexual positivity? I don't know if that's the right word to use, but like...
Well, because I think there was this whole... And that we're going to get like... I get into like these philosophical things, which I guess is okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just an opinion podcast. Somebody can hunt me down if they want to, really. Because mm-hmm. Really, at the end of the day, all I'll say is I don't have a degree. This is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I feel like, to me, I think the reason that it took so long is because, one, I think that men have the stigma in a negative way. I was talking to somebody else. Men have the stigma of they aren't, you know, like we're taught as women, or I mean, I say we're taught. I mean, it's kind of subliminal, but we're subliminally taught as women that men are all about the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. All they need is something to stick it in, you know, and they're good, you know. And women, we're also taught that, you know, you're probably not going to enjoy sex a lot of the time or get off a lot of the time because men are that way and or because the anatomies are different. And so I think because of that, I think women, and I believe it was a woman that invented the first vibrator, you know, or whatever back then, like way back when, I think they were like taught that like, you'll have to learn how to touch yourself and, you know, pleasure yourself or aid, you know, the sexual experience. Mm-hmm. And so I think because of that and on top, and I think women are a little more sensual, I think we gravitated towards sex toys first, as far as a market. And then I think men came a little bit later when it started being more okay for men to be, this is the other side of the coin. I think men are very, I think there's a shaming stance for men if they can't do it on their own, if that makes sense, anything. And I think that extends to sex.
Yeah. Like I've talked with like other guys and I know that I have a different like sexual perspective on stuff. Which is probably why I have all the toys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Bits and bobbles.
Yeah, but like talking about like sexual stuff, and I don't want to generalize here, but with the average like with the average like guy that I talk to about like sexual stuff and the average like girl that I'll talk to about sexual stuff, it's very different. And I feel like while guys will be more comfortable talking about stuff, it's a very like basic, that's a horrible way to put that. I really want to think of like a good way to put
this. A better word than basic.
Yeah. There's not a lot of depth because I don't think people feel like
they're
rudimentary. Yeah, rudimentary is a good way to put it.
Not like dumb, you know, but it's like, yeah, it's like it's very basic level or, you know, not basic, but rudimentary level of like where they, you know. Discussion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it'll be like, oh wow, how much sex have you had? How often? I don't care. It's like, have you had a fulfilling, unique experience that like appeals to your kinky desires? And it's like, oh my, that's a question.
Yeah, it's a question. Yeah, no, yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think, and part of that, I think that is, I think I truly believe men and women are wired differently mentally.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's a lot of tests out there too that, you know, I studied psychology in college, so I know there's a lot of tests that just our brains do work differently. But I think I agree with, like, I totally agree with you. I feel like the conversations men and women have about sex are different. And I think women do ask those questions and they do come up with solutions and, you know, all these things to do. And I think men, part of it is, you know, I think there was that shaming aspect of we can't talk about it or get too into it or admit that we want more or need more to get off, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because I know even men like using sexual aids as far as forever using Viagra was like a bad thing.
Really?
Or, you know, like okay. A thing that you didn't talk about. And now it's like almost a bragging point sometimes that I'm still sexually active, that I need the Viagra, you know, like to keep up with all this tail, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, the tone used to be very different about Viagra. It was something you didn't talk about. But now it's not just Viagra. There's like all these pills out there, or just lesser stamina pills, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, like the Magnum, you know, whatever. I don't know. There's just like all different things now. It's just all stuff. I mean, I'm not going to pretend to talk about all of it because obviously mm-hmm. I don't have a penis, but I'm just saying, like, I feel from where it was, it's moving along, but I feel women have just, they ask more questions, they talk about it more, and I feel like they've been doing it a little bit longer, I guess. I think we're starting to get into the age of men getting more, like, or, yeah, you know,
sex positive.
But we haven't got pretty, yeah, we're not there yet positive, because we yeah. don't have pretty, yeah, right? We're not there yet because we don't have pretty colors. So yeah. Well, we still got some way to go.
I guess the biggest example, is like talking with people, like going over like kinky things, like with a lot of like my girlfriends, I'll say like, okay, I'm going to talk about some pretty taboo kinky subjects, and that'll be that, and then I'll go into it, and bam, there'll be like talks of like anal and stuff, and like it's fine, and I'll kind of be worried about it and like ask for reassurance, and like I don't care in like a yeah. general sense. But when I talk with, like, my guy friends, I'm not going to admit that I do anal.
You're like, I'm not going to admit to yeah. this. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's just, like, totally different dialogues on both sides. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I also wanted to have, like, a male perspective on just sex toys in general, whatever your, you know, choice was. I think the cool thing about the community, though, most people in the community, I say most because I can't speak for everybody, mm-hmm. most people in the community and the peers and people that I mingle with are pretty sex positive, and they've begun exploring their own sexualities and, you know, toys and things like that. So,
yeah, and I say all that, like, there's really not, good. Like, there's not super sex positive guys. like, there's definitely people that I'll talk to and I'll be like, yes, this is exactly perfect. Yeah. I just wish that yeah, like it felt more common society-wise.
Yeah.
The fact that it
well,
doesn't.
That's my drive. Yeah, that's my drive. Opening dialogue. You know, because like you said, we shouldn't feel ashamed about it. You know, but at the same time, we're also not like living out loud about it. Mm-hmm. Like even females, you know, or anything like that. You know, so it's just. It's one of those things where I'm wanting it to become more normal, because it is normal, in my opinion. So anyways, but moving on, we talked about your favorite toy. My favorite toy.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't. That's right. You went backwards. Okay. That's all right. Yeah. That's all right.
I guess I'll go into it. I don't know. Should I go over like a toy inventory at any point?
Yeah, I mean, we could, like, yeah, so, okay, so then I'll pose the question a different way now, wow, so this works, okay. That way we don't have to focus
roll
on, like, one
here.
Toy, but we can kind of, yeah, we'll kind of, like, broad stroke it right here, so obviously you have super strong opinions about your toys, so what I really would like to know, Immoral, what is in your toy box then? What have you got?
Ruthie, how much of a convenient question? Okay, yeah. I'll just go in order of, like, when I got them, I guess, just to keep things organized in my mm-hmm. mind.
There you
hopefully
go.
I don't forget anything, because some of them I used, like, once or twice, and I was like, okay, this is...
right.
Yeah, the first toy I got was a, like, prostate vibe, because I wanted to experiment with anal, but I wasn't, like... Literally, I walked in, and I was like, okay, I'm not spending that much money on this, because I don't think I'll enjoy this. Obviously, I was wrong.
Yeah, your thoughts have changed. But,
yeah. I talked with the like sex store guy, right? And mm-hmm. He told me that like a lot of like regular G-spot vibrators like will just work, which I was like, really? And the fact that I even have to like use a toy that's labeled as a G-spot vibe is somewhat disappointing to me. Oh well.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I got that, and I got lube, and I was like, I kind of exited, and I was like feeling like buyer's remorse. Like, I was like, okay, this is not going to be that enjoyable. And then I got home, and, you know, obviously I realized that I was wrong, because that was fun.
That was fine. You were like, I was wrong. Yeah, and that was fine.
And then saving up for like the next purchase, I got like a dildo, and butt plugs. Mm-hmm. And I would like to butt plugs are so nice. Oh my god, I got them. Okay. I have already talked about how much gaudiness matters. If the butt plugs did not have a jewel in the back, then I would not have gotten them.
You're like, nope. You're like, I'm extra. I wanted the jewel.
Exactly. So.
I can't say anything. I just got one that had a jewel too. They're so classy. They're
so classy. I feel so incredibly cute in one. I don't know.
I can totally see the appeal. I'm like new to anything anal or anything like that. But I went into the store and I must have talked to the sales lady there from probably like 45 minutes just about anal plugs, because it interests me. I want to know more. And I basically talked about my experience and stuff like that. And so I didn't end up getting anything because I wanted to research more. I have one now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there was just so many different things that I didn't realize there were. And I mean, from like sizes to I was fascinated. Sorry, I'm like taking your spotlight for a second. Sorry. But I was fascinated when I found out that in my head, it's a no-brainer now. But I was fascinated when I found out that not only there's different materials, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get glass, stainless steel. There are plastic ones, silicone, like everything. Mm-hmm. There's so many materials. Mm-hmm. And then obviously they have the little extras now with the tails, mm-hmm. the jewels, everything. And just plain. And then now she told me that they have different sizes, yes. But now companies have started to make different weights in them. Mm-hmm. And like counterweights. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't understand. And because in my head I thought, well, a bigger one's going to weigh more. Like that's what I thought she meant. But then she gave me two identical ones that were the same exact size. And one was probably like several ounces heavier. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. Ruthie's and she was just like, it blew my mind, completely blown. And she was just like, well, for some men or women, they want that. It's a feeling that you want to get. It's called, you know, feeling full or whatever. And or feeling that point or whatever, that pressure that you want to feel for your experience. And they said some people go up in sizes, but some before they do that, they will try a heavier weight and that'll actually do it. So she told me that. I was just like, like it blew my mind. So I was just like on the same. And then the ones with counterweights, apparently they have ends on them that are like different. They look kind of alien in shape. I don't know. It depends on what you get. But there are some that look like rings, some that look like stars or like just spindles and different things. And basically when you turn them certain ways, the counterweight in it moves the end. And, you know, it's all weighted issue. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But she told me all this and I was like, what? So it was like this fascinating thing. So there's like so many things out there. So anyways, keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. I'll finish talking about what sex toys I've gotten and then I'll talk about what the favorite is. Getting those and I almost forgot this one. I got a cock ring as well that vibrates. I think it would be more pleasurable for like a partner, but like I don't really care to.
Yeah, I would say I would feel that would be more geared towards partner.
Yeah, like I put it on, I don't feel like pretty much anything at all. Like I'll feel it, but it's not going to be like in a pleasurable way. It's in a, well, it's kind of vibrating, I guess.
You're just like, it's there. Yeah,
I just got it because it was like $4 and I was like, okay, let's try it and see if it's like any kind of pleasurable.
I feel those are more geared towards partner.
Yeah, spice it up a little.
And stuff, my experience, like a little extra vibration. Yeah, they're usually relatively cheap. And you just slip them on and sometimes they have like little nubs on them or it's just the ring itself. It just adds a little bit of extra stimulation. Some of them, because they're cheap, they don't last forever. I would say after a few uses, you're probably done with it. Or most people just toss them after one use. Sometimes they will rip. Because they're just made from like a gelatinous silicone that's not very thick. It's very stretchy. Mm-hmm. So in all your motion. sometimes the rings just rip and break. Mm-hmm. So, so yeah, keep mm-hmm, going.
Yeah. After that, I got a regular like wand vibrator.
Nice, moving up in the world.
Yeah. And a fleshlight as well, which I already went over, like the quick shot. That's what I got.
Oh, okay, the quick shot. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I don't think I got anything other than that, and the different lubes, which I've only used one type so far. Actually, I've used two types because they're silicon and water-based, which
that's my preference as well. Mm-hmm, yeah. There are, I didn't realize how many different kinds there were.
What was it?
Different ones there were.
Was it, was that like coconut butter or whatever? I might be botching that name, and I'd be really embarrassed if I did.
Was that the brand or whatever that you used?
No, I just heard about that, like researching different lubes before getting like toys and stuff. That's just an option, out of everything, which I've heard that's feeling supernatural, which I will admit that some lubes just don't feel like something I would ever get like don't. in a natural sense, which can be good in some ways and bad in others.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I do mine. I try to stick as organic as possible. Mm-hmm. And everything. I know coconut oil, maybe, or coconut cocoa butter and things that you're talking about. I know people have used those, which are relatively cheap and easy to get. The best kind of lubes I know can cost like $8 and up per few ounces. But the really good ones will stretch a while, you know. Mm-hmm. But my favorite, I use Slickwid a lot.
Oh, yeah, I got a little bit of Slickwid lately.
Yeah, I really love it. I do the gel-based. I know they have so many different kinds. But I do that, but I like it because it's water-based, silicone and everything. And I have very sensitive skin.
Oh, yeah.
So I have used ones before that have made me break out. So it's like, it's almost like I'm like, Slickwood works and I know I don't break out. So I'm like, I'm going to stick with them. Because that's not where you want to break out.
Yeah. buying stuff from sex stores. Apparently there's a thing where like every item you buy, like, they'll throw in, at least where I buy mine, they'll throw in like sample lubes, which makes sense, and I appreciate that. Which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I've been ones where they do. Yeah. Some they don't, but I have been ones, and it is nice because they usually have good variety, you know. And if you've like, I'm not trying to say this, guys, but I'm all about, like I said, I'm a savvy, cheap person. So like, I'm all about chatting up that person if it means I'm gonna get three different kinds of sample.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I definitely chatted them up, and they were like, "Hey, I'll give you extra samples," and I was like, "This was so worth it for so many different reasons."
I like to chat anyway, so this was just like icing on the cake to get, you know, or they'll be like, "Oh, you know," they'll give you like the insider tip and stuff like that, and you're like, "All right, this was the right call." Wow. So funny. Yeah.
Ah, okay, and I guess getting back on the little mini topic we got, my personal favorite toys, it's either going to be like the wand, which I was really surprised with how much I like the wand, because like you don't really hear much about like guys using wands.
Not much, not by themselves. Usually they use them on their partner more,
their people.
Or that I've heard about, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I thought there wasn't going to be like as much sensation or something like that. Maybe I'm just built different, I don't know, but like, oh my god, that using it,
no, they're pretty strong. Yeah,
using it was literally everything that I thought I was missing out on, and I was like, why don't more guys talk about this? Well,
oh guys, listen up.
I was about to say, if you are a male listening and you don't have a wand and you're thinking like, well, I wonder if a wand would work. It does work. Yeah.
Yes.
So
there you go. You heard it. And as a woman, I can attest that wands do work, and there are so many, and you would be surprised how strong some of those things, they look unassuming. And sometimes they're only as big as your hand. And let me tell you, it's like power tools.
No, like I'll grip it in like my hand, like the little end wand part of it, and you can feel it like all the way up the arm, the vibration of it.
Oh wow!
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. And the good thing about a wand is, it's definitely versatile. Like I said, most men, when they talk about it, they've talked about using it on their partner or with their partner, or you know, just on their partner. So, I mean, but I know they are pretty strong, and I think that men do have very sensitive areas, obviously. Oh, and yeah. So I can totally see where they would benefit and stuff like that. But it's versatile in the fact that you can use it alone. You can use it with a partner. Either or, if you're a couple or a solo person, I think everybody should have some sort of wand because they're and great.
A quality one that's vibrates good.
Yeah, a quality one. Yeah, listen, when you go in there and you start looking at them, they are expensive. Like, they are, but they usually last a long time. Obviously, like any expensive toy, take care of it. But it's really not, it's not like you have to, like, create its own special sex box or something. Like, just like, you know, don't throw it around, you know, and fling it places and slam it against walls, you know, but, you know, just take care of it and stuff. And it, we will get a lot of mileage out of it, and it's totally worth it. At the end of the day, I think so. And definitely. So thank you for sharing. Yeah, I guess I can, oh, go ahead.
Should I go into, I have, I was going to mention butt plugs cause, those are super nice as well. I didn't expect them to be so nice. And the main thing is, like, they feel good. Unexpectedly so, I guess. Right? And they're also, like, so, so easy to use. Because literally you just use it and it's not difficult. And I thought I'd need to, like, prepare my body. Does that make any sense? But they just kind of do that for you. And I got, like, a set of, like, three, and they all have the gem. And I got to point that out because I love the gem so much.
Right. They are cute. I probably, I could never get a plain one. That, so I totally relate to you on that. You're not crazy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've seen the plain ones, and then when you see the ones with the jewels next to them or anything, any sort of jazzed up on them, and I'm like, who would get the normal ones? Like, ever.
They're super easy to use, and they feel great. Especially, like, coming with one in is just a good experience in general. And I don't know like on the really deep level of why, but, I guess because, like, everything tenses up and the plug kind of provides a little bit of resistance for that, which makes your body tense up more, which is a good feeling. That's my assumption.
No, totally.
Just thinking about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. If I would have to think about it, from a female perspective, and I know anatomies vary, but, I was not, it's not that I was, like, against it. It wasn't like I would cringe or I'd be like, never, you know, but, like, in me, I just love, vaginal sex. So it was just like anal sex really wasn't on the map for me, or anything to do with anal, really, like rimming, any of that stuff, which I think my next episode is anal. So if you want to hear more about this, tune in. So I'm pretty excited, because it's just a fun topic, I think. It, you know, everybody should talk about it. I don't, people are worried about talking about it for some reason. But anyways, so I had a friend that was just, it's so funny. I was with this group, you know, talking, this group of peers, and everything, and they were just all into it, all of them, the men, the women, all of them were into, like, anything to do with anal, either, you know, the men were into it, or they were into, like, rimming, or, you know, or, you know, doing anal on the women, and the women loved it, and I was just thinking, this is, like, a foreign world to me.
Wow.
Like, what is the big deal here? Yeah, no, yeah, I was just like, what is this? So then, like, slowly, I had one of the men in the group. No, now I feel like this is like dirty laundry. So basically, I had one of the men kind of guide me through some, like, tips and tricks and some light play that I could experience on my own, to just decide if it was something I wanted to try a little bit more and things like that. And really, it's true, like, just in a solo play session, he taught me how to relax and, you know, slightly bend the legs a little bit, and on your side helps a little bit, you know, just like basically that kind of, you know, position of, like, think of kind of like a squat, I guess, you know, and then he just said, when you're doing things, he's like, just lightly play with yourself, you know, just small circles or just this or, you know, just a little bit of pressure. And like even that, I noticed that tenseness that you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like when everything else is going on, it does tense a little more and stuff like that. And it added a different sensation. And I was like, whoa, like I didn't expect that at all. So like, I guess what I'm just saying is I'm just echoing here that that's totally a thing. And I think it's obviously, I think it both works. It translates for men and for women. So if it's something you're thinking about or you just want to try something different, I mean, I don't want to sound so crass when I say everybody's got a butthole.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But we do. Yeah. So, I mean, like, everybody does. So, like, anybody can just, if you want just to try something a little different or see how it feels, you know, then, you know, do your little thing on your own, you know. And if you like it a little more, you can extend the plugs and stuff. They are super simple, kind of self-explanatory, but I'm sure there's literature out there if you needed help or assistance, or you can seek out somebody that's experienced. But like I said, I got one with a little jewel on it. So I'm actually excited to just see where it takes me. So, you know.
On the side with them, like not even using them like in direct play. They're so good for like preparing for like different levels of anal, I guess. Because you can literally just put it in. And I've watched like a Netflix episode. Just because they're so put one in like do chores and it's like, okay, fine, it's time like afterwards for like anal right? and stuff. Which is nice.
That was my thing too. Yeah, they talked about that's my appeal too, is because I feel like they are classy, especially the jewel ones is the ones I keep coming back to, but they're classy, they're cute, and I have heard that they are so relatively easy and stuff like that you can do that. You can have one in and continue to do it. It's very much like the vibrator and the panty thing. It can just always be there. And then it can be stimulating, exciting, you know, whether that's just all in your own mind that it's exciting to you, whether it's the sensations you feel because your body's more sensitive to it, just all these different things. And then when it does come time for the show, it is like it could be a very cute reveal with the gem and different things. And I hear like a lot of men really like that as a visual thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, just because they can make them like hella cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like definitely. Or if it's just you, I think it's still cute. Like if you're just turned and you can just see your little bum with a little tail or a little jewel, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, and that extends into different kinks as well with the different butt plugs. there's.
Exactly.
I haven't got a vibrating butt plug too. But yeah, I had someone describe it to me, like you can have a vibrating plug-in, which makes it feel nicer for her. And then you can do vaginal sex, and then you can feel the vibrations, you know, inside of her. And then she'll also feel that.
And then she'll also, man, that's just like a cycle there. That's a good kind of vicious cycle. A big old circle jerk, really. Well, I mean, like for lack of a better.
Whether or not it's actually as good as I'll make it out to be in my mind, but. I don't know. I have to experiment with that.
But you never know. Mm-hmm. You never. It could be mind blowing.
Yeah, that's true.
Or it could just be like a little adage. We never know.
I can't see it being a bad experience. So.
Yeah, no. I feel like it would only add a little bit. It may not be mind blowing, but I feel like it would add something at least. Yeah. Like a little bit. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely on that. Okay, so what was that? Okay, so that was just talking about butt plugs and stuff like that. Did you have any more? Was that your favorite toys?
Yeah, I would say that either that or the wand.
The wand, just definitely.
So easy, I guess.
Yeah, you're just like, oh yeah, they're pretty easy. Both of them relatively simple. I'm about easy though, because when you're in the moments, sometimes you just can't really take complicated things.
Yeah.
Or I can anyways. I need this like simple
stuff. As far as what I would recommend like to anyone broadly, that would be the two. And to myself, they're kind of in, I would always like be in at least a little bit of a mood. Like, oh yeah, let's sprinkle some of that in the experience.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Easily to just add in. Mm. Nice. So now I'm trying to think about my toy box. I got made fun of by some friends of mine because I do actually have like a special little toy box. I guess
I'm planning on getting a special toy box at some point.
So I live alone. Yeah, no, I live alone. I have special circumstances. I live alone and I have a nightstand, and the nightstand is just a top. It's very plain. Mm-hmm. Atop the four legs and the little bottom shelf, and then the legs go down to the floor. So literally I have this cute little turquoise silicone storage bin and stuff, and it's just cute, and it's just in there on that second shelf, and it's just got all my toys in it. And so it's like a little colorful box. Mm-hmm. And then all the toys in it are colorful.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun. So I have a cute clearish purple dildo with a suction cup.
Oh, suction cup is important.
Yeah, suction cups can be very important. and they can definitely help, because sometimes otherwise your arm can get tired for lack of anything. I mean, you can either way. Sometimes I just like playing with the dildos or any phallic toy. I like just running it up and down different parts of my body, especially, you know, obviously my lady parts, because it's just the sensation and the, you know, the shape, this, you know, and everything like that. It's just a nice, nice tease. So I really enjoy that. So I have those. And then I got that one that I told you about, that the one that's kind of like human-like. So it's blue. And like I said, yeah, somewhat, it's a little scaly reptilian, but I'm excited to try it out. It's relatively new to me. I haven't got to try it out yet. My toy recently, I had a rabbit that I had for a couple of years. It finally bit the dust. So it has decimated like literally recently. And I didn't realize how depressed I would be about it. But I mean, like, the show must go on. But I was like really upset because I really enjoyed that toy. It gave me everything. It gave me the vaginal fill that I wanted. It gave the clitoral stimulation. It was super intense. And sometimes that's what I want. So the rapid fire intensity. So that was enjoyable. And I have the plug. I have started to like grow this collection of BDSM stuff and impact play.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to the BDSM stuff.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so you did have some stuff. So, okay. I was wondering about that. Well, definitely.
I said I haven't.
You mean you haven't gotten it? Oh, you haven't.
Yeah, okay. As far as toys, I thought you meant like you would be excited. Actually, I got 50 feet of paracord.
Okay,
which
nice.
I guess counts as a toy, even though you don't really get it from a toy place. Yeah. If you're kinky enough, every place becomes a sex store place.
This is true. Yeah, if you're inventive enough. It's so funny. There's like, I think there's a subreddit that's like, what is it? DIY sex furniture. Oh. And so, like, people are taking things like old, like, chairs and couches or, like, beds, bed frames and stuff, and they're, like, turning them into, like, sex dungeon stuff. You know, like, not to be, like, sadist or anything, but it's pretty cool how they, like, take these things and, like, they DIY their own, like, designs and how they would, like, hook up a wand to it or whatever. And I'm just like, it overwhelms me every time I see all this stuff. And I'm like, how do people think of these things? Yeah. You know? So that's kind of cool. Definitely maybe check out that. Some of that stuff would probably save you money than like paying like the $900 for the, you know, the sex horse thing, you know, or like the chair with the hole in it. Basically, it's a chair with a hole in it that you can put like the wand or whatever you're trying to do. But I have those. I got the panty vibrator that I said. What else? I think that's it. I'm pretty simple. I don't need a whole lot. I'm still an all natural girl. I'm a hands-on kind of girl. So a lot of times that's my go-to. As far as my BDSM stuff, I got a blindfold, like an actual leather one that you put on, but I've always loved ties and things like that. I've got a collar, some wrist cuffs, a little leash, a couple of crops, a couple of floggers, which I'm all about the look. or the Sting. But really, I got this Flogger because it was this beautiful wine-colored suede. And I was like, oh, it's so pretty. So I had to have it and stuff. And I hate going to... That said, I hate going to the BDSM section because there is things that are, you know, like labeled 50 Shades or the books are there. And I'm like, I'm like, I get so annoyed. I get that it's popular and they can sell the books or, you know, the name of it will sell the product. But I'm like, they're just not the people I would go to for BDSM stuff. So, yeah, I think that's everything that I have. Oh, yeah, I guess I could tell my story why I have, why I was so excited to get the panty vibrator.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
yeah, so my previous, I had one of the very expensive, very nice Love Sense Lushes that had the Bluetooth capabilities and everything. And I was on vacation, a sexcation. And I had it stolen.
Oh, stolen. Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean they didn't intentionally steal, they didn't go in to steal the sex toy. They just happened to end up with it. But basically I went on this sexcation, just this little vacation to have on my own and hook up, you know, and things like that with a couple of different people. And just when I was wild and woolly, you know, and so anyways, I had like a, I have most women, this is not just me, most women have like a bag that's like their main bag and then they have a smaller bag that's like a makeup slash necessity bag, et cetera, you know, it's all the smaller stuff that's not clothes, maybe an extra pair of shoes. Well, yeah, so that second bag, I was like, oh, I don't need it. I was at a bed and breakfast. I'll leave it in the car and I'll just go down in the morning and get it because I was so tired. And everything. And well, when I woke up in the morning, basically they had busted my window out because it was a bed and breakfast and they saw it was travel bags. So they busted the window, yanked the bag out and just took off. I watched the video and stuff. So, but like in that bag was like, it was so funny. I was like laughing because I was like, the most expensive things they got was my toothbrush because I had one of those like expensive toothbrushes. And then I'm like, and then my Love Sense, which was like, $200 toy. Yeah. So, and I'm just like, and this was literally like the first night of my vacation. So I was like, so demoralized. And it was so bad. Before then, I had gotten a lot of mileage out of the Love Sense though, but I was just like, So this one obviously is not a Love Sense. It's a smaller version, but it is a little panty play. You know, you can have fun. It has a little remote to it. The cool thing about the Love Sense, though, is it could be anybody. It's app. It's for those that don't have it, it's app accessible, which means if somebody has the app and you give them the code to your toy, they could be all the way on the other side of the world and have control, which I thought was really fun. So it doesn't have to be somebody right next to you.
Which, especially for like long distance relationships, which I mean, that's a pretty obvious like conclusion to jump to, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. It definitely is and stuff like that. And you can also time out requests on them. So, like, you can change your code. So it could also be one of those things where, you know, it's like a temporary thing. I've seen online where people be like, or on their Snapchat, they'll be like, first come, first serve control of my toy. You know, here's the code, you know, and they flash it out on the internet and, like, somebody just hops on there and does their little thing, the patterns and stuff like that or whatever and stuff. And they have fun and then they just delete the code. It's very interesting. But yeah, so it's very cool. But that was my little sad story about my sex toys. Actually, that brings us to like an awesome topic while we're talking about sex toys and everything like that and good experience, bad experiences and having to purchase them and stuff. Your very first time, maybe you've kind of already talked about it, I think, but your very first time with any form of like sex shopping experience in a sex shop or anything, was it positive, negative? How did it work out for you?
A little late story to tell here. It was a very memorable time. So basically I came in after, because I had a friend that was like super sex positive and she really helped me, I guess. with everything that really drove me from not sexual at all to whatever I am now, which I will appreciate until the end of time. But anyways, she came into my life, and I think it was like a month or like a few months later, I was like in the area of like a sex shop, and I was like, okay, this is an option. And I popped in, and I kind of stood there awkwardly. I kind of expect someone to immediately help me, because I would think that a bunch of people come in equally anxious, but nothing really happened, and I was like, okay, this is anticlimactic. But it was obviously like pretty, not terrifying, just like overwhelming seeing everything like on the walls and all that, because I hadn't been like desensitized to that. Like, I feel like I am now.
It's a little jarring. Yeah, it's a little jarring, probably the first time.
But there was a guy up there, and I kind of talked to him. I was like, I'm a little, you know, shook right now. And he was like, don't worry, I got you. And then he pulls me over, he shows me some stuff. Nice. You know, still feeling, you know, in the way of kind of weird about it. And then he shows me a butt plug with a fidget spinner on it. And I'm like, okay. This is hilarious.
Oh gosh, with the fidgets. Oh my gosh, that is funny. Oh no, that's hilarious. Oh no.
He said that if you have ADHD, you can just kind of spin it and then like tad it on to the experience. And I'm never going to forget that. And from that, it was just kind of a comfy time.
Which was nice. Oh, that's nice though. That's a really good first experience. Yeah. I've heard like horror stories, or just stories. About people that have gone to their sex shop, to a sex shop for the first time, and they've had a horrible experience or a shameful experience and everything. I went to my first sex shop when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I came from a small Christian town, city, and it was kind of like a rite of passage to like go when you were old enough to go, you know, because it was open all night long. So you like, you went, you know, like with a friend or something like that. So, oh man, but I got so embarrassed because I went, and I went with a really good guy friend. Like we did everything together, and we decided to go, and it was just like one of those nights that was like a Thursday night or something, and we were in high school, and it was just like, let's just do something crazy. And so it was like, oh, let's go to the sex store. And it was like on the outskirts of town, so you had to like drive out to it. And we pull up and we go inside, and there was like this really nice older man there. He was very sweet. And he just kind of let us look around and do our thing. And, you know, same thing. It was jarring a little bit. There was like so much. And the funny thing is when I think about it now, that was, I mean, that was over 10 years ago. And so my thing is like now it was jarring then, but now there's like so much more, like so much more like options. Oh, yeah, there was, there's way more men toys now. I mean, like now I know we've talked about that. They're not as pretty and there's not as much like colorful, gaudy variety, but I mean like as far as just options of what there are for toys, for men, there's so much more now, more plugs than there were back then. And then just like for women, there's different variety things. There's more BDSM stuff a little bit. A big thing probably is like role play / lingerie. Yeah. Has become more commonplace in their shops.
Different kinds of clothes,
different kinds of clothes, which it wasn't as much when I first started going. It was all like, I'm going to be honest, back then, for those that remember the days of the sex shop 10 years ago or more, back then, sex shops were hugely pornography stores because it was all DVDs, VHSs, and magazines. Nowadays, going into a sex store, those sections are very small. Because you can get everything online now. And a lot of people do for free. Mm-hmm.
And why would you why would you go there?
Why would you go and pay and have a physical copy? And most people don't. But I mean, people that grew up, you know, even older than I am and stuff like that, they remember having to hide your porn mags and things like that and everything. But I mean, so that has really changed that dynamic. So in losing all that floor space for that, I think they've brought in lingerie and dress up more and, you know, and stuff because – most people I think would come in, and if they don't know what they want, they may get like lingerie or something sexy to wear. At least that's a little way to spice it up, you know, or like a little costume, you know, and stuff like that. But I remember going in and like jokingly, we got this porno movie that looked hilarious. because it was like trying to be like a real movie. And then we wanted to get like a little bit of everything. So me and this guy, we got that porno movie. We got like a couple of different kinds of condoms because one was flavored, one glue in the dark. We wanted to see all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and we got like flavored lube stuff or like warming lube. And then like I got like a little bitty bullet wand, like a little bitty pocket bullet that looks like a, I mean, it just looks like a little bullet, you know, and stuff like that and everything. And so we got them and we got up to the register and we were feeling like pretty confident about ourselves and everything. And then I come up to the register and the man asks, he's like, how are y'all tonight? And I'm just like, oh, I was just like, I'm tired. I'm ready for bed. I said that without thinking. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman, he just goes, ready for bed? And he's just like, with all this, he goes, it doesn't look like you're going to go to sleep. And I was like, like, I just, like, inwardly, like, was so shocked. I turned, like, 50 shades of red, like, because I was embarrassed, like, because this was, like, Christian town. I felt so ashamed. I was like, ah, you know, like, I froze up. And then, like, my friend started laughing, and then I started giggling, and I'm like, oh, well, this is all for tomorrow. Like, I just didn't know what to say. I was just like... I was like, stop looking at me, please, and just take my cash. It was so funny. It was hilarious. But like in my head, I didn't make that connection at first when I said that. So it was like pretty hilarious. And I also didn't think that I would make the connection that like he would think that we were like a couple and like we were getting this for us to have like a night mm-hmm. or something. So it was pretty funny. So anyways, that was my first time going to a sex store.
I'm glad that I expected that to be way worse and I was kind of spooked. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No. I'm so glad. I did hear a story recently, though, about a woman who, and you know, maybe our listeners will benefit from this. There was a woman who, she married young. She ended up getting a divorce and she was about mid-30s, close to 40. And she was on her own and she decided, you know, well, if I'm just going to be on my own for a while because I don't want to date, I'm not ready to date, but I want to jazz up and have some like really good sex or try something new, I'm going to go to a sex shop and see what they got in mm-hmm. there. And she had a horrible experience in that she went in and she unfortunately did not have a good person. I think most of mm-hmm. them are, but sometimes there's not always good salespeople there. But she went in and when they were like, oh, well, what are you looking for? And things like that. She says, oh, well, I don't really know, you know, this is, I don't really have a whole lot of experience and stuff like that. And basically the person asked how old she was and she says, oh, well, I'm 30 so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And then the person was like, how do you not know what you want? You know, like just approached it from that light. And I was like, oh, no, don't talk to her. Mm-hmm. You know, like in my head, I'm like, of course the story comes, you know, years later. But I was just like, ah, so she said she felt ashamed. She felt dirty. She felt like a loser. She was like, you know, and at that point she was already feeling a little demoralized from like the whole divorce thing, like thinking she's all, you know, mm-hmm. washed up. Like anybody after a breakup, you feel like nobody wants me. I'm not attractive, you know, and then she goes into a sex shop to try to make herself feel sexy and desirable. And then she gets that kind of treatment. I was like, oh gosh. She was like, I didn't go back in for months. She goes, but then later she goes, screw it. She went back into the store. She was going to be gung-ho with that employee. She said they weren't working. It was somebody else. And it was that person was way better, helped her, like was completely like candid, you know, like, well, what do you like most when you're playing by yourself? You know, like just completely candid, good, you know, she said, which some of it embarrassed her, but she got through it and she was much better. You know, she was glad she went back. But I think nowadays you can get everything online.
Oh yeah.
What do you think? Is online pro? What are your thoughts on online pro cons? Oh, yeah. As far as purchasing online,
I've definitely looked at a lot of stuff online. And okay, this is a weird thing with like sex stores, but pretty much most online sex stores, they have a weird thing where they're like, you open it up and there's pretty much always deals and sales. And I kind of wonder if that's because people might buy them impulsively and adding on like, oh, it's 40% off, but it costs 40% more than what you would find on like an Amazon or something.
Right. Yeah.
And that's interesting to me. I haven't personally gotten anything because I like to as we've gone over before, talk to the people beforehand. Maybe I will later once I get more into it, and if I want something specific, mm-hmm. but right now I'm just looking for different experiences, not a specific, tour or anything. Because mm-hmm. I do value that, like, is this thing safe to put inside me, kind of thing, you know?
Right. I think I like, I think a lot of people like the anonymity of online and, like, not having to have that embarrassing experience mm-hmm. or just feel unsure of themselves. But at the same time, a lot of people that work in the shops do have a lot of experience because they have, discounts that they use. They get samples all the time. Mm-hmm. They, talk to dealers and vendors that sell this stuff. They have to research things because they are technically salespeople. Mm-hmm. They, they get credit for selling things in most locations. So they try to be on the up and up, or they try to be informed of, like, bad situations people have had, So most of the time, I think they're pretty sex positive and they can help. And I don't think you get that experience online. Online, it basically, will just tell you, hey, here's this, just like any online store. If you like this toy, you may like this toy, or whatever. But I mean, I like that experience, but I also like talking about sex. And everything. I really was happy because recently I got to take a friend to their first time at a sex store.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was, like, way fun. It was just like I felt like I was helping them spread their wings. Mm-hmm. They were completely scared. They were leery and stuff like that. And they went in, though, and I was just walking around just talking about stuff like, yeah, here's lingerie and stuff like this, or here's this, and I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, I was just being, like, totally, like, if we were, like, walking around a department store, mm-hmm. Like, it's cool and stuff. And they would get a little subconscious, like, if we were looking at something, one of the salespeople would be walking by doing stuff and they're like, oh, those are really good, or if you aren't sure about those, there are these smaller versions or, beginner versions over here and stuff. And I was like, oh, thanks so much. Yeah, we'll totally take a look, and stuff. And so it was, like, a real good experience. And I feel good because that person had never been in one. And then after we talked, they didn't get anything that day. I did. Cause I just can't not. But I got a couple of things and we left. And then they messaged me that they went back a couple of days on their own and ended up talking to the salesperson, and then they got something for themselves. And I was just like, aww. So I was, like, so happy. So that's good. I feel like I think that being – I know some people worry about it, but I think when it comes to your sexuality, sometimes being seen and being heard and being able to proactively talk about it with somebody, I think – is a more liberating experience mm-hmm. than just getting your first sex toy or, like, getting a sex toy. What I'm saying? I think that's my opinion anyways.
Yeah. I guess I probably shouldn't have mentioned this in the previous question, but, like, the first, like, sex store visit, like, I had somebody there and I already mentioned he was a cool dude. And I literally talked with him for, like, an hour and a half. And he just kind of pried open everything. And that kind of experience, obviously I never had it for an hour and a half, but every time I'll go over there, I'll talk about stuff and, it's just a good time, I guess.
Yeah.
And being able to talk to people
who
are, like, educated on this stuff. And then you can be completely, like, 100% like, non-filtered, and it will still be, like, very basic to them. Is incredibly nice.
Yeah, no, and that's true. I'm going to be honest, they probably heard some crazy stuff, mm-hmm. like, or, like, horror story or not. I think they've heard, like, some pretty crazy stuff, or they've sold things to people they probably didn't expect. So they probably have seen, like, a lot of crazy things, or they've researched crazy things. I think also you got to realize you still have a form of anonymity. Like, literally, I think a lot of people that go to sex stores never go to the same one usually, or they go when they're, like, on vacation or they're in a different part of town. So I think most of the time that's why they don't have a problem chatting with you either, because they pretty much think they'll probably never see you again anyways. So they're like, I'll just give you a good experience. Maybe you'll buy from me, and there mm-hmm. you go. So it's still kind of anonymity, like, got an anonymous factor to it.
Yeah.
I think so anyways. That's my take on it.
With online sex store shopping, I've also heard there's really bad cases of like, there'll be toys that are like identical to other ones, but they'll be made out of slightly different materials, and they'll be a little cheaper, which seems terrifying to me.
No, and that would be my thing too. Like, I would be afraid of not having it physically in front of me to see before I buy. That's my thing a little bit about, that's like anything online though. I'm always leery that I'm going to buy something and like have one of those horror stories where I get it and I go, this is not what I thought it would be. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with that. So yeah, it's a good motivator to go in person for me anyways. Plus, like I said, they always have new things. Like some things you wouldn't, they have things I would never search online in an online search.
Yeah.
They just like, do. Well. Like, you know, or you see funny stuff. It's just fun. Definitely. Let's see. We talked about that. I think we kind of covered everything.
So
I'm just trying to make sure I'm looking over this. I think we looked.
I didn't expect to be talking so much here, but as it turns out, there's a lot to cover.
I know, right? Yeah, everybody. Yeah, no, there really is. And I'm just like, I'm trying to think, did we kind of cover everything? We kind of do. And we talked about everything. Yeah, I'm like looking at the questions and I'm like, did we talk about this? Yeah, we talked about that. We kind of just jumped around, but fine. That doesn't bother me any stuff. Yeah, because I think these last two, we kind of have talked on and off. How far has it come? We've kind of hit on those things and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, basically, we've kind of just hammered out just different opinions, different experiences, for better or for worse, involving our sex toy excursions, as they were, and everything like that. I did talk to last episode, I talked with Glimmer about when it comes. Yeah, Glimmer. I did talk about. We went over erogenous zones, and we talked about how even in your own home, I wouldn't. I'm going to have a warning attached to this one, but when it comes to things like impact play or sensory play, there are a lot of things you could get online or in a sex shop. But don't be afraid to try things from your very own home. Like we talked about spoons, how you could dip one in hot water or cold water and like touch those. That's a hot and cold temperature thing. And I know they have special little toys for that. Or, I mean, you could go to like the dollar store and get like a feather boa and make your own little toy, or just have a feather boa. Or you could get a feather wand, which basically looks like a glorified duster, and they're like $40. So like, it really, like, I'm just saying, just know where you need the elite sex toy and where you don't, I guess is what I'm saying. So that being said, when it comes to insertion of any kind, please do not. Yeah. Be very mindful of what you're doing. Yeah. I am not encouraging anybody to stick anything foreign anywhere.
And
and saying that it's going to be okay.
If worse comes to worse, like wrap it in a condom or something. It's one of those things. Like, if I can't stop you from doing this, at least, like,
If I can't stop you, this is like one precaution. Like, yeah, and then also, if it really, really, really hurts, it's not good for you. Like, you know, so maybe don't do that. Small warnings, but I mean, there's a lot of things out there sensory play wise inside your own home. If you want to try bondage and stuff, don't think you have to go to the sex store or online and pay the $40 for leather cuffs or the very fancy handcuffs.
But sometimes they're like pink and they have like a little fluffy. Okay, anyway, so
but sometimes they are cute. But so is a men's like silk tie, like a really classy silk tie with like purples and, you know, things like that. So yeah, there's like 8 million things, and sometimes it is just the look and it's great. you know, it's just whatever your flavor is. I just suggest if you're starting fresh and you're starting new with small things, just know where you should put your budget towards a little bit, because there's plenty of things that they will tell you you must buy and you don't. A lot of them you could definitely find anywhere. Like you said, you know, when you're sex positive, anywhere you go could be a sex store. I mean, it's kind of true. Because I have gotten paracord and things like that and stuff, or things from like, you know, just normal, what do you call it? Home improvement stores, things like that, different places of that sort. So, and you can even find, you know, lesser things. Like I know even Walmart and stuff has a section that has like the pleasures for him and her, lubes and different things. And I think I've even before seen that Walmart has like cock rings. Oh, really?
Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah. Walmart. Mm. Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously they're going to be like the $3 or $4 ones, you know, just like cheap ones and stuff like that. But it's like a small enhancement if you're just wanting to get a little kooky for a whole minute. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So I guess that would be like my parting advice. My thing is, you know, fine, whatever. That said, we didn't even talk about it, but sex stores also have like a lot of novelty fun. So yeah, like totally. I mean, that's one of the things I'm positive about there. So like, yeah, we talked a little bit about the costumes, the role play, the lingerie. They have like, wigs, mm-hmm. everything. Like if you're even like, if you're just like to cosplay, imagine extending that to having sex with it. That's just great. I am all about that life. So they have like everything costume wise. I don't want to say this, but usually sex shops are go-tos for escorts and strippers and things like that because it's very high costume. Mm-hmm. It's very the look. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've met a lot of women that are escorts and things like that, and you wouldn't guess that, but if they're going for the look of a hooker and stuff like that, or a, you know, trashy escort or like a lower budget stripper, then they definitely have like the platform, the leather up, you know, like all this crazy stuff. So that's definitely there, but they have novelties like, couples games, like sex coupons, dice, games you can play. Like I said, if you have a bachelorette or a bachelor mm-hmm. party, they have toys and fun stuff for that, like dick necklaces and crowns and booby straws. Like they got everything. It's a lot of fun.
There's entire like food sections and it's just like sex related food, which always looks hilarious.
Yes. Oh man. Yeah. Like the last one I went into, they had like these, they were like lollipops, but they weren't like suckers. It was like chocolate, mm-hmm. like think chocolate mm-hmm. bunnies, but it's a chocolate yeah. dick and it's on a lollipop stick. And it's like, it's like life size. Okay. I'm just saying that it, I mean, it's life size, and they had white chocolate mm-hmm. and dark chocolate.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was just like, well, there mm-hmm. you go. And then they also had sucker ones and different things. And they have cake molds, cupcake molds. Like, they have everything. So, like, if you ever just want to have fun mm-hmm. and do that and stuff, that's, like, that's just fun, too. Or, like, you know, like I'm saying, you don't have to get into, like, all these crazy apparatuses. They even have some of them really good ones have, like, good high-end book sections.
Oh, really?
About how to increase your sex life. Some of them have like aphrodisiac foods you can cook together or eat together. They have I went in and it was called BDSM for nice people.
I need that
so
book.
It was like vanilla BDSM. Oh my gosh, it was funny. Like it was funny, like you could tell it was making fun of itself, but in a way that it was also like, we know that you're thinking about BDSM, but you're a little leery of it. So this is like the light version of BDSM. Mm. And it was very cute. And it had like little pictographs and stuff. And so definitely that. And then they even have like sexology books or, you know, exploring polyamory. You know, some of them have really great book sections if you don't know where to start. Like they have position books, everything. Mm. So just go in there and check them out. Yeah. And don't be afraid to, like, I feel especially from a couple perspective or a single perspective, really, if you're just wanting to like grow in your sexuality, to me, that means you're trying to grow in your own skin or enhance your relationship. And I don't think that should ever be something you're ashamed of. And if you go to a store and someone makes you feel ashamed, then you can tell them where to stick it, because that's just ridiculous, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Here we are now.
Sorry, I had to hydrate. She's getting ready for a tangent. No, a rant. No. What about you, Immoral? Do you have any, parting advices or anything for our listeners before we close out the episode?
I guess, yeah, main thing is, like, even if you're not buying anything, like, having that sex positivity of being able to talk to somebody is so important, I think. And I would encourage everyone to, you know, get that, and explore different things. And I know for me, like, if you think you're going to like any kind of sex toy, you probably will, I guess.
And you won't know unless you try.
Yeah, exactly. Spend like a bit of money so you get like safe things and a good experience. Because I know that like if you spend like half the amount of money that you need to on something, you might just get an experience that isn't enjoyable. I can be a bit of a commitment, but I figure that if you have the money then, and you aren't feeling like completely fulfilled, then I think that sex stores can fill that gap, sometimes literally.
Right. Sometimes literally. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. The funny thing is I say I'm really cheap, and I am. There's just some things I will not spend certain amounts of money on, and this doesn't have anything to do with sex toys, but that's just true. There are just some things I'm like, I will never spend that much money on. Like clothes, I will never pay full price for, because I know they will go on sale. Like they will. Every type of cloth out there will go on sale. So I will never pay full price. But my point is that people, you know, when it comes to certain things, people are like, oh, well, that's so expensive, or, you know, they're expensive as fuck or whatever and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking, yeah, they are. Or that's what I was talking about, tattoos. Somebody's just like, oh, well, I don't know if I get a tattoo because they're so expensive. And I'm like, okay, but didn't you save up for that video game? Didn't you save up for, you know, this, or you say, so my point is like, when it comes to investing in your entertainment or in yourself or your sexuality, if it really is something you want to do, then you'll find a way to save up, you know,
the most important thing.
Sometimes it's more important that way. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, this is a big deal. So, I mean, like, you know, and my thing is a lot of this stuff is expensive. You know, I know I've kind of ragged on it a little bit. It's expensive, but like you can get a lot of mileage and a lot of hours of pleasure out of these things.
A $50 toy, you can use that for, you know, multiple years. And there's a lot of things that I've spent $50 on that I've used for like a week, and you know, that was that.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like it kind of comes to like one or the other and stuff like that. I know. Same thing, like same principle. I've had experiences or things that I've spent $50, $100 on where it's only lasted a few hours because it was something I did or an event that I went to or something. And it was all right. But then, like I said, my rabbit that finally bit the dust. I think I had the rabbit for like 2 or 3 years. So like countless hours of completely having fun with or without a partner. And I think it cost me like $80, which at the time when I bought it, I was like, ooh. But now I'm like, now that it's dead, I'm like, oh, I need another one. And that $80 does not seem bad at all. So, I mean, it's really like it just comes down to like, you know, if you feel you have to go smaller scale, do so, but be safe. But I'm telling you, some of these things, you get so much mileage out of it. It's worth it. It's, you know, the bigger purchases usually are. It's a big slam to the wallet at first, but it's a long-term investment. So definitely. Don't shy away from it.
Yeah, there's literally nothing to be ashamed of, I don't think.
You're right. Nope, there's not. Don't be ashamed. We told you. If nobody else, we have told you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. And if people are shaming you, you know, send them my direction. We'll learn them up. I don't have a degree, but we'll learn them up. So... Well, I think that was a fantastic episode. If you, you know, just try things. That's my whole thing. Talk about it. I loved Immoral's advice of find somebody you can talk about. I think everybody at least has one person that you can talk about.
And if you don't, that's even more reason to go in a sex store, because that's guaranteed, unless you get really, really unlucky. Friend.
Yeah.
Somebody you can talk to.
Right, right. Unless you get really unlucky. There's someone to talk to in there and stuff, you know, the sex store person. And, you know, and there are people all over. There are advice threads everywhere. I mean, most of you people have found us through Reddit. There are so many subreddits about, oh, I don't know, ask, you know, and stuff like that, like BDSM. There's BDSM advice, you know, and stuff. Like, there's just so many things out there. So just ask. Nobody's going to ask about your sexuality or for your sexuality to grow. That's a you thing. If there's one thing you have to do, that's one thing you have to seek proactively. And if you're in a partnership, just you're going to your partner with it. If you're with by yourself, then you're going to a sex shop or you're like going online. You're the one that has to make that first step. And I think toys are a good thing. And there's so many things that you can implement. There are so many. Like I said, when you go in, it's going to be jarring. It's going to be overwhelming. Just stick it out. Fill out. Trust your gut. Trust your loins, whatever they are. So, and just like you said, if you think you're going to like it, it's because there's something about it that really appeals to you. And or you can guess how it would feel. And so that's why you think you're going to like it. And so I think most of the time you'll have a good experience. So just stick with it. And until next episode, kink safely, make sex fun, keep it positive, sex positive, and don't forget to talk about it. Let's all just talk about it. Thank you so much again for being on my episode, Somewhat Immoral.
Of course, Ruthie.
You can immoral. You can check him out on Reddit and everything, and I'll make sure I will point y'all his direction. And definitely thanks for coming on, and we will see you next episode. Bye.
Thank you.